A new government strategy aims to stamp out family and sexual violence within 25 years. Family and sexual violence runs rampant in this country, and after failed campaigns to tackle the problem, a new 43-step action plan is being hailed as a historic step in the right direction. The government's chief victims advisor, Dr. Kim McGregor, says in her 30-year career, she's never seen such a comprehensive approach. Dr. McGregor is with us now. Morena. What makes this a game changer?
Very different. We now have a Minister for Family Violence and Sexual Violence Prevention, and we have a joint venture which brings together all of the government departments, agencies that are working on family violence and sexual violence, and we've never had that before. That was begun by the Minister of Justice, Minister Adams, back in about 4 or 5 years ago, and it has been continued on by the next to Justice Ministers, Minister Little and Minister Farfoy.
Okay, so that's the change at the top. How will this work?
Well, it's a comprehensive plan, and what I've been heartened by is that government appears to be listening, has been listening to the NGOs across the country, Kaupapa Māori organisations, and people with lived experience. So they listened to the disability community, rainbow community, children, young people, male survivors, ethnic minority groups. They're focused on gender violence. They're working with stopping violence organisations. It's absolutely comprehensive. And we've never had this before. We've had a Tirito strategy that was launched by Steve Mahari back in 2001. We've had a Task Force for Action on Sexual Violence that Simon Power launched about 2009. This is a comprehensive strategy. It brings together a focus on eliminating family violence and sexual violence.
Can you give me some examples of how this will work?
Well, I look at my area where I'm focused on creating the justice system to be less traumatizing of victims and safer for victims to navigate. And the Ministry of Justice is developing practice guidelines for supporting participants through family violence courts, also sexual violence courts, which we've never had before, a national guideline, and the family court. So that will enable victims to have the guidelines that sets out expectations of what they should expect in terms of services going through the courts, and they will also be able to point to the guidelines when there are failures. And that is some of the infrastructure I have been asking for since I started in this role 6 years ago.
Okay, but I'm still slightly struggling to figure out on the ground what this looks like.
It will take some time to reach the ground, admittedly. It is a 25-year plan, and this is just the beginning. To get this strategy across the line has taken at least 4 years of bringing government together and listening to community, but this is just the beginning. It is a strengths-based focus, and it's mobilising. I think the most important part for me is that government is talking to the NGO world. They are listening to the NGO world, advocates, and helping to design a way forward together and listening to Kaupapa Māori agencies. They're establishing a ministerial tangata whenua advisory group, and they're having national hui to review progress on this plan. So these are different. This is a different approach.
Okay, but some of the NGOs have been a little bit lukewarm in their welcoming of this. For example, the National Network of Family Violence Services is saying, you know, for example, there are not clear priorities. It could be easy for the government to pick the lowest hanging fruit in terms of actions. So things that are highly visible but actually take less resources.
Well, I'm putting my hopes on the way forward and the fact that government has set out this comprehensive strategy with detailed action plans. They will be rolling action plans. They haven't got everything, all the action plans put forward straight away, and it's going to be iterative. It's going to be listening as we go. We're going to be assessing, monitoring performance and improving as we go. And that's the important thing, to have a continuous improvement loop.
Who is going to be doing this assessing and monitoring and seeing whether the targets actually have been hit?
The joint venture board will be doing that. But we will have a Tangata Whenua advisory group, and the NGOs will be involved all of the way.
Look, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you, Dr. Kim McGregor there.